I feel grateful that I was able to spend Sunday afternoon with her and her husband, Dan, a longtime photojournalist at NBC4. Her brilliance and her humor was still shining brightly. She ruled the room, as she always did, and people just marveled at every word that came out of her mouth. And every word that she wrote, our viewers were blessed to really get to see a craftsman. She could write like no one else in town. She wrote with heart, she wrote with passion, and she felt a connection, not just to people, but to animals and causes around our community. You know, viewers felt like she wasn't just a friend, she was a good friend that they had known for 30 plus years, and she let them into her life when she was struggling the most. You can say, above all else, Wendy Rieger is a fighter. She had weathered, you know, her heart condition, and then she battled cancer. She went on to retirement and married her longtime friend Dan, and was just starting that next chapter of her life, and that's probably the saddest part of all. But I know that she was in a good place when she left. She passed peacefully with her husband, Dan, by her side, and her brothers as well. I told somebody this morning, we're blessed because she's going to be with us forever. Her spirit, her memories, and her strength are always with us. But more than anything, I'm going to miss the humorous side of Wendy, and I think our viewers will too. She would hate me for this because she was a journalist, and a writer to the end. But to use this cliche, Wendy was indeed the real deal. And she was the leader of our tribe at NBC4, inside and outside of the building, too. It's going to be a tough few days, but we all feel blessed that we knew her, and she will be with us certainly forever, and all the strong bonds that we all have with her, and not just people who worked with her, the NBC4 family, but viewers all around the community too. The outpouring has been tremendous from people because they feel like they knew her. And in many respects, they did, because she didn't hold back. She lived large and she was authentic and shared all aspects of her life. And I think that's what people really loved and appreciated from our dear friend Wendy more than anything, is she was a friend to them. You know, I can just remember marveling at how she told stories with heart and passion. And we all have told thousands of stories over the years, but she really felt a connection with people, with animals, with causes. And you could see that sitting next to her. And we'd worked together for 30 years, about 14 years on the set together. And when the lights went off and we went to a commercial break, she was still thinking about the people in those stories, whether they had a tough story to tell or an inspiring one. Those stories stayed with her. And I think that the viewers know that she connected to every story she told. I remember hurricanes, and a lot of our viewers do too, because Wendy was a force, covering a force of nature. And she could tell a story like no one else. And people could not turn away when she was out in the field covering dramatic stories of tropical storms, hurricanes, tragedies, or inspiring celebrations too. Wendy was part of that story and could share it in a way that no one else could, really. I think it's important for people to remember that she lived life large and on her own terms. She fought till the end. She lived life with passion like no one I have ever known before. And she was in a good place when she passed. And that we can all feel grateful about.